Let's go to Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. You're absolutely right. The government shutdown did affect the markets quite a bit. Yesterday, the markets actually rallied after it was apparent we were going to get a deal on the government shutdown. The Dow rallied over 200 points, and we saw Treasury yields fall on this news. The government is actually opened up today as Obama signed a budget deal, but this is just a temporary deal. It just extends its budget borrowing until February 7th, so at that time we could be starting all over again. Now, since the government is open, we are starting to get unemployment numbers again, and we did get weekly job claims number this morning, but I don't know how clean these numbers are because some government workers are not quite back to work yet. But we are seeing weekly jobless claims were reported at 358,000, and we were looking for only 330,000, so it was a little higher than we were looking for. But there was about 70,000 government workers who were on furlough that did apply for unemployment benefits. Now the question is they, from our understanding, they are going to get back pay, even though they're off, and now they're going to get unemployment checks. We're wondering if they're going to have to return those unemployment checks. We'll have to wait and see on that. Now, as far as stocks go, we've heard from several different companies this morning on earnings. We heard from eBay. They beat expectations by a penny on earnings, but its outlook fell short, and that stock is down about 4% this morning. The company reported earnings of 64 cents a share. Analysts were looking for only 63 cents a share, but revenue increased 14%. Now, we heard from IBM, the world's largest technology service company. They reported third-quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations, but it missed on revenue expectations. They saw net income rose about 6%, but their revenue was down about 4%, and that stock is down 7% this morning. And we also heard from Yahoo. Now, this stock is up about 70% since the start of the year. And they reported earnings of about 34 cents a share, which was a penny above the average analyst estimates. But what was very impressive was Yahoo has more than 800 million monthly users, and that's up 20% over the past year. And we also heard from Goldman Sachs. They reported earnings that topped analyst expectations, but revenue came in a little light. They reported earnings of $2.88 a share in profit, and Wall Street was looking for only $2.43 a share in profit, and that stock is down this morning. And we heard from American Express. They reported earnings of $1.25 a share, and analysts were looking for only $1.22 a share. And revenue was up an impressive 6% with this company, and they said card member spending growth was the highest they've seen in the last five quarters. That stock is up about 30% this year alone. Now, United Healthcare Group, which is the largest United States health insurer, reported earnings of $1.53 a share, which was in line with analyst expectations. And this company said they now have 45.3 million people enrolled in healthcare plans. And this quarter alone, they signed up 275,000 people. Now, one stock that is up nicely this morning is Verizon. They reported quarterly earnings and revenue that outpaced analyst expectations. They posted a profit of 78 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 74 cents a share. And revenue was up nicely to $30 billion for the quarter compared to $29 billion last quarter. Now, as far as the markets go, it does look like we are going to be on a downtrend this morning. It looks like the Dow is going to open up negative about 110 points, but we'll see where the day ends.
Well, that roller coaster ride, I don't know. It's just kind of up and down, and as the news gets better, it drops, and when the news is not sure, it goes up. So we'll find out, Mark. Again, looking at Verizon doing well, we'd heard rumors that they were really in trouble. AT&T was going to, but Verizon still is very viable.
Yeah. Both AT&T and Verizon actually have done very well, and the nice thing is they do pay a decent dividend, so a lot of people like that stock. You know, Verizon pays about a 4.5% dividend just while holding the stock.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark.